Welcome back to my show. I'm so glad that you could come back. I know you're so, so busy. So we're going to get started right now.
All right.
So we're going to talk more about the puppies today. So what are some of the signs that a puppy is adjusting well to their new home? And what should owners watch out for when their puppy seems a little stressed out?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it has to do with how well they're eating and their stool.
Oh.
So, I mean, if they're eating well and, you know, their stool looks good, then they're probably adjusting perfectly.
That's good to know. Okay, so is there a number of how many times a day they should be going number two? Is there like a golden number that people should be looking for?
No, not necessarily. It depends on, you know, the size of the pup and how much they're eating. But typically, like, after they go home, I would say probably 2 to 3 times a day, at least, probably 3 times a day.
Okay. Because if they go less than that, they can become constipated.
It's possible, or it's just a sign that they're not eating enough.
Okay. Okay. That's good to know.
Now, maybe not enough water intake.
Oh. That's a good one. So what advice do you have on socializing this new puppy you got? What are some tips or advice that you have about socializing the new puppy?
I would personally take that pup everywhere you possibly can. So, I mean, you don't want to take them to like dog parks or anywhere it's heavily populated with dogs until they're fully vaccinated. But there are a million other places you can take them. Fleet Farm, Home Depot, like Marshall's, TJ Maxx, Cabela's. There's, you know, how many different stores you can take them. You can either carry them in, leave them in the cart, and, you know, do your thing around the store. Even pet stores are fine as long as they're not on the ground.
Okay.
But yeah, I would definitely take them everywhere. Sporting events with your kids, all that good stuff.
Ooh, those are good tips. Mm-hmm. So how can owners encourage good behavior during meal times, especially if they're dealing with a picky eater or a dog that's eats way too quickly? What can an owner do to encourage kind of good behavior?
I mean, if they're eating too quickly, they do make like slow feeder bowls.
Yeah.
Or you can even take their food and spread it out on like a dinner plate or a baking pan.
Oh, that's
something
smart.
Like that. Just so it's spread out. They can't gulp it down big mouthful at a time. They have to kind of work at it a little bit.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah. That's almost easier than the picky eaters.
So what do you do about that?
Ugh. It's tough because you don't want to feed them like too much like human food. You know, you don't want to constantly put like chicken or eggs or, you know, something like that in their food to always entice them to eat.
Right.
Because they get kind of used to that. So I would recommend more of like maybe like a dry topper, a crumble maybe, or just the slightest bit of soft canned food, but mixed really well with a little water on their kibble. So it's more like a gravy.
Okay.
Not just a straight up canned food. Just because you want them to get the kibble, only because that's where all the calories are.
Right.
And you want to make sure that they're, you know, still eating the kibble. They get spoiled otherwise. They're very smart. So the more you give them when they're real little, the more they get used to that.
Oh, they're smart. So have you encountered picky eaters?
I personally haven't, but I hear about it all the time.
Oh, that is all interesting.
Yeah, and sometimes it's really hard for me to grasp because, you know, when the puppies are here, they eat so well. But it's a group. Oh, so when there's a litter or you have multiple dogs, they usually eat much better because it's more of a competition.
Okay.
So I've heard that a lot of times with people too that have had one single dog, a super picky eater, wasn't, you know, real interested in food. They got a second dog and everything, you know, turned a corner where, oh, now it's a competition. They're trying to eat each other's food. They watch another dog eat. I think it just goes back to them being in a litter where they're all eating together.
That makes sense. Yeah. Belle is not a picky eater. And in the middle of the night, if you were to say, do you want to eat? She'd be like, whoa, I was sleeping, but you know, you're right. This dream kind of made me hungry. And I'm going to switch gears just for one second, because we had a little bit of a hell night last night with Belle because wind is not her friend. And it was like howling. And I brought her because normally she'll sleep up in the loft because she'll fall asleep. So we brought her downstairs and it was so bad that our girl didn't go to bed till 4 a.m. So today today she looks like she's like hungover. She's like, oh, I shouldn't have stayed up so late. So we tried calming treats and she fought it. She fought those. I mean, like a trooper, she fought them until 4 a.m. So my question, as a side note, what can people do, like me, because she is not a fan of heavy winds or like when we have thunderstorms, and the calming treats took a little bit too long to work on her last night.
You know, I wish I had an answer for that because I have two that are scared of storms, fireworks, even heavy winds. Yep. Like last night, I was really surprised last night that neither of my two reacted because they normally think a storm's coming when it gets that windy. I don't know.
Oh, it was bad.
I wish I knew.
She kept on wanting to go outside and then we didn't do anything. So the last time she went out was at 4. She didn't do nothing. She just like, I think the wind and because it's dark, it scared her. So I closed all the doors and then left my bedroom door open. And then I put the gate by because we have the back door. And then she's like, you know what? This isn't fun no more. I think I'm going to go to bed now. And that was like four something in the morning. So now today she looks like she's like, oh man, rough night. Yeah.
I know. I don't know. I wish I knew. I try everything. And every time I see a thunderstorm coming on the radar, I'm like, ugh, here we go. No sleep tonight.
do you give calming treats? And is there a certain one that you recommend?
I tried them once and I don't think they made a difference. I mean, they make some really good CBD oil for dogs, which works really well for dogs that are not a fan of being groomed, like the blow dryer. My same poodle that is scared of all the storms is also scared of the blow dryer for getting a bath. So we've done like CBD oil that I've gotten from the health food store.
Okay.
That was made just for dogs. And that makes them pretty loopy. So maybe that. I've always been meaning to try that for a storm. And I just haven't. Like those thunder shirts are supposed to work really well. I have personally not tried those. I don't know.
The calming treats normally, they're hit or miss. We give them to her sometimes if she's really anxious at night. They're hit or miss. Last night, miss. It was such a miss. And she was like fighting. So she would doze off. And then she's like, what the hell was that noise? And she'd look at me and I'm like, it's nothing. And you could tell she was like fighting her sleep. She's like, I got all my pills in me. I'm fine. And then she'd hear that noise and she's like fighting it with everything. And then she couldn't fight it no more. Then after something, she's like, you know what? You take this stand. I'm done. So now today she's regretting her decisions. Yeah, it was rough.
No.
Okay.
I know.
I'll have to look that CBD oil up. Maybe that.
Yeah. I mean, I've tried leaving a TV on at night to, you know, make some noise, or if it's earlier in the night and I'm still up, I'll, you know, crank my TV up a little louder. And I think they just sense it. And they have such sensitive hearing. They just know. They'll be all skittish, you know, 10 minutes before a storm hits. And I'm like, you know, what's your problem? What's going on?
I know.
And then a storm will hit. I'll be like, oh, how did you even know that?
Brilliant.
So
brilliant.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to check out that CBD oil. Yeah. Last night was not good. So what are some of your essential grooming habits that some of the new pet owners should start early? Even if their puppy is a very low maintenance coat, what are some of the essential grooming habits that people should be aware of?
So even if they have a low maintenance coat, they're always still going to have to get like a bath at some point. They're going to have to get their nails clipped. So, I mean, playing with their feet, you know, getting their nails cut often when you first get them. So they, you know, stay used to that. Always being able to touch their paw pads and play with their feet. Baths more often than not, just because they don't have, you know, full groomings. I would still, you know, maybe give them a bath every couple of weeks, just so they're used to, you know, staying clean, cleaning out their ears, you know, once a week. So that stays maintained. If you're planning to, you know, brush the dog's teeth, you want to start that young, you know. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, if they have more of a high maintenance coat, like the doodles do, I mean, you definitely want to keep brushing them and combing them and, you know, just all the time. Anytime you're just sitting down to watch TV, you know, play with, you know, the brush or a comb or something when they're little. So, you know, it's not so scary when, oh, well, now we really need to brush you and you don't want to.
Yes, I know. Because we always have brushed her, but she's never really gotten used to it. Our girl does not like it. But once she's done being brushed, she's like, oh, look at me. Look at me. I'm fabulous. Oh, my goodness. She is. Yeah. She's fantastic. But that is every. And the dogs need their nails cut.
Yep.
That's a maintenance. That's a maintenance. Some people don't think they do because they have a low.
Absolutely.
And how often do dogs need their nails cut?
I mean, when they're here and they're really little, we clip their nails once a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have to. They grow so fast.
Oh, wow.
As they're going home, I mean, you could still probably clip them once a week and then down to once every other week. And then as they're maybe, you know, 3 to 4 months old, they could probably go a couple weeks. And it's just going to be less and less. They grow slower then.
That's interesting. But
like once a month or, you know, the 6 week grooming as they get a little bit older.
That is really
They're insane when they're little. That's all we do sometimes is cut puppy nails.
I didn't even know that. See?
Mm-hmm. And we try to get them used to, you know, baths, blowouts, all that stuff before they leave here. So we really try to encourage people to kind of keep up with that.
She don't mind when we take her to the groomer. Well, she minds going in there. We have a set groomer, she minds the whole ordeal. But she does not mind the being blow dried. She does she does not like a lot of things, but she doesn't mind that. And she'll kiss the groomer because she thinks, oh, we're done now. And she goes, it's every time because Belle's like, oh, my goodness, where have you been my whole life? And she's like, you're not done. You're not done. We just started. Oh, well then give me all my kisses back. Yeah, she don't like being messed with. She doesn't like if you start brushing towards her back end. She's like, whoa, whoa, you're getting, whoa. Even like when we first took her to the vet, she's like, Belle's like, whoa. Okay, we're done. We're out of here. Get me out of here. She doesn't like anyone touching.
No.
Yeah, from the middle of her back on. And when you start brushing her, she's all like, you know what? I'm done. I'm just absolutely done. And now her, because we had to rearrange her groomer. So she goes next week and her tail is really bouffant. So when she's walking and she can see her shadow, she's like, what the hell is that? Oh my goodness.
That's funny.
She's very funny. So in your experience, what are the best ways to help a puppy get comfortable with car rides and travel? That's a huge one.
It is a huge one. And that's just a matter of doing it all the time. Taking them wherever you can. The worst part is the middle of summer because it's too hot.
Okay.
Unless you're going to a store you can take them in with. But I mean, if you got kids and you're picking them up from school, take them with, you know, a couple times a day in the car, make it fun. Couple treats. You don't want to feed them a big meal right before you do it, just in case they throw up.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, but I've always taken mine with me. Tiny on, just, okay, let's go. No matter where we were going, unless it was too warm,
right. That,
you know, we weren't going through a drive-through or something like that, that I couldn't leave it in the car.
That's a good tip. That is mm-hmm. a really good, that is. So do you recommend certain toys or activities to help puppies stay mentally stimulated, especially as they're home alone for part of the day? Because some people leave their dogs, whether we like it or not, home alone. So is there something like an activity, a toys that can keep their brain stimulated while they're left alone?
We do dog TV.
I love it.
So we have a dog channel that I put on for, you know, when I leave.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, they love that. Some are like super excited about it and some could care less. So yeah, Zoe just turned 13 on Sunday.
Oh my God.
And she still will jump off the couch and run up to the TV and bark at the dogs. It's so fun.
How did you get in there?
Yeah. Yeah. Cosmo was like that too. He loved the dogs on TV. The other two, not as crazy about it, but yeah. So, I mean, something like that, keeping the TV show on. And even if you don't have dog TV, for whatever reason, cartoons seem to be very stimulating for them. I think it's just all the funky little noises and the bright colors, maybe.
Probably.
So, I mean, that would be something to leave on. And now they make so many interactive toys. Oh, like toys that spit out treats or even like a ball where they can play fetch with themselves.
Oh, my God.
It'll spit a ball out if they put the ball back in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, all kinds of different like mats and toys that have like treats hidden in them. Yeah, just some amazing little toys out there. So if they get bored, at least they have something to keep them busy. Kongs are nice. You can freeze, you know, like yogurt and blueberries and peanut butter and things like that in a Kong. And if it's frozen, you know, that would take them a while to, you know, get through that. So that would be something to stimulate them and keep them occupied.
And keeping them mentally stimulated is very important because it helps them like learn better, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And the problem with doodles is they're so smart that if you don't stimulate that little brain, they'll find something else to get into.
Yep.
Especially when they're younger.
Belle's so smart. It's like having a hairy person. She's so smart. I'm just like, go look out the front window. She's like, all right. I'm right here. She's very smart. Very, very, very smart. Yep. These dogs are extremely smart. You know, when I was reading about, before we got Belle, I was thinking, really? And She's just so smart. I'm just so shocked every day. Every day I'm so shocked. Every day. And then she looks at you and she's looking right in your eyes and you're like, oh my God, what are you looking at? You're so beautiful. I tell her that every day. You're so beautiful.
I know.
So what tips do you have for owners as they start teaching commands like sit, stay, come? Is there a technique that tends to work better than other techniques?
I don't know. I'm not a trainer by any means. I've taught all of my dogs just by treats. And then they've kind of learned from each other, watching each other too.
That's good.
But the younger, the better. So the sooner you start when they go home. I don't know. I think all of mine learned how to sit, stay, lay down, roll over, shake, high five, speak, all those things probably within the first month or two.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
And they still know how to do them. It'll be months in between before I ask them to do something like that. And they still know every one of them.
No, that's amazing. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. It is.
I know.
Because they're so smart and she retains so much.
Yes, they do.
And she's like, now, like, I'll sit on the floor and I'm like, oh, help me up. And she'll put her paw up, like, all right, here you go, you old lady. There you go. And she'll put her, but you have to be sitting in a certain position. Otherwise, if you're sitting in the chair, she's like, no, you're halfway standing up. I'm not playing this game with you.
Oh, I know. Oh, they know. They know.
Very smart.
Yes. So, all kinds of little commands, you know, time to go to bed.
Oh,
they all go up the steps. It's like,
that's funny.
You can almost read your mind. It's crazy.
And if you tell her, because she'll get up sometimes too early because she has a routine. And I'm like, it's too early. It's still to bedtime. And she'll roll around and then she'll go find her spot and she'll go back to bed. So she knows, like, there's certain key words. Yeah. Too early. You just went,
yep.
No. Way too early.
Yep.
We're not starting our day yet.
Oh yeah.
way too early. So what litters do you have available right now? And is there any babies, puppies soon?
We have three litters right now.
You must be very busy.
Yeah. Kiki's just turned 3 weeks old. Those are petite golden doodles. Those are all spoken for. And then Lonnie's are medium double doodles.
Wow. And can you explain those are what a double doodle?
For. A double doodle is a mix of Australian Labradoodle and golden doodle.
Wow.
Yep. Those are a week and a half old.
Wow.
So those are all spoken for. And then Irie just had mini golden doodles Saturday night. So they're just a few days old. And I haven't gone through the wait list yet. I'm going to start that tomorrow. But I think those are going to be spoken for or close. We might have a few spots left.
And then you have another litters coming in November, correct?
Yep. November 12th, we have petite golden doodles coming. Plenty of spots open in that one. End of November, like November 21st, we have like a mini to medium size golden doodle.
Ooh.
Definitely a lot of spots in those.
And so this would be the perfect time to fill out the application and put out their deposit. This would be the perfect time for the November.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And then we've got two litters in December that will be born too. And there's a lot of room on both of those yet. Mini golden doodles and a medium Bernedoodle.
So for the people that are interested in the November ones, when would they be actually able to take them home?
Those are going to go home end of December.
Okay. Ooh.
One is going to be right around New Year's and the next one is like a week later, 2 weeks later, something like that.
How fun. Oh, you're going to be so busy. Yep. You are so busy.
Yeah.
My goodness. All right.
Yeah. We'll be busy all the way through the end of the year up until the end of January.
And I'll put this out there.
Busy, busy.
And hopefully anybody that is interested in the new litters for November can apply and fill out the forms that they need and then put out the money. Now that's the deposit, correct?
Correct.
Well, that's fantastic. And it was always wonderful to talk to you. I know you're super busy.
You as well.
Have a great rest of your week. This week is all, so it feels so jumbled, especially since we didn't sleep last night.
Well, it's okay. So confusing too when it's 75 degrees outside.
Oh my God. 75 and it's windy and you're like, what month are we in? What month are we in?
I know.
Oh my God. And Friday's the first. Oh my God.
I know.
That's crazy. Well, thank you so much. And I'll be talking to you soon.
Sounds great. You guys, enjoy Halloween.
Oh, and you
we'll
too.
Talk to you next month.
Talk to you next month. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.